Hi, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and I am the host. And today I wanted to talk with you about different training formats for lessons or classes, and maybe the benefits, you know, pros and cons of each. So if you're considering signing up for a class to do a particular sport, or just in general to take, say, an obedience class or a puppy class, just what options are available to you and why you might go with one versus another. So for the purpose of this class, I'm going to talk about private sessions versus group classes. Group classes are typically what people are more familiar with. If you've taken your puppy to a puppy class, maybe at your local pet store, like PetSmart runs them, or at an actual kind of training center where that's sort of their primary focus. Either way, class format sort of anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, but 6 weeks is what I've seen most common. Just a regular recurring class that you can jump in and participate in and teach your dog a particular sport or skill is what people are used to. So that's typically where people first start. And then as you get maybe more specialized or are dealing with particular training issues, you might start looking at private sessions. So I'm going to kind of go through both and sort of what they are. So typically, the private sessions that I've participated in have been anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, depending on what issue we're dealing with. So for a sport type class, it's usually been 60 minutes. For some behavioral evaluation and training, kind of an initial consult, it's been as much as 90 minutes, but I would say 30 to 60 minutes is probably the norm. Probably with about 60 minutes being most common. And then group classes, like I said, would be anything you're going in with a group of other students. So typically about anywhere from 4 to 6 students for an hour, say every Monday night for 6 weeks, something like that. Some of them might be a drop-in format. That's something I'm seeing a lot more for puppy classes and obedience classes. Everybody's got such busy schedules. Things are kind of hectic. So a lot of places are now offering kind of a punch card style drop in when you're available. Just make sure you hit kind of all 6 weeks of the teaching material. So we're going to talk about both of those. I think first of all, the best place to start is sort of a cost comparison, just to give you a baseline. So this may not be exactly accurate for your area, but sort of what I'm seeing here in Calgary, a typical 6 week class is going to be somewhere in the $200 ballpark. And then a 1 hour private session is going to be about $100. So again, when I was doing behavioral evaluation with Tess, it was a little more because the evaluation was longer. So it was like a 90 minute initial consult. And then I think it was about $120 for every hour after that, but somewhere around that $100 per hour is sort of what I've seen as sort of an average ballpark. So that's kind of what you're looking at for the cost difference. Private could be just you and your dog. It could be you and a small group of friends. So kind of could be either or again, the class is going to be typically 4 to 6 students with you. So my typical advice, if you're starting a new sport or want to start an obedience type class with your dog, is to sign up for a group class. I'm going to go over sort of a formula you can look at to see if it makes more sense from a cost perspective, but from I think it's valuable outside of the cost perspective to take a group class. So if you're just starting, say, agility with one dog, you know, often you can get a lot of benefit from seeing what other people are doing. In a puppy class, your dog's playing with other dogs, so sometimes there's you might not get the added practice time or one-on-one instruction with the instructor. So you're not getting as much value cost per time, but you do get value in seeing what other people are going through, what issues they're having that you might face eventually down the road, and just what questions they're asking. Sometimes that can bring up kind of that, oh yeah, we're having an issue with that too, where maybe you didn't think to bring it up to the instructor or were embarrassed to ask. So sometimes just hearing somebody else ask the question or remember to ask the question is valuable. So for a puppy class, I really like that group class format. Again, you can just see other people. And then again, you kind of have that play interaction with your dog, with other puppies in the class, which is a big part of the reason a lot of people sign up for them. So if that's something you're looking for, that socialization aspect, that can be another benefit to the group class. So Again, just cost-wise, I think just that regular kind of forcing you to go every once a week, something like that. I find I really like that structure. Otherwise, it's really easy for me to kind of blow it off and go, oh, we'll just go for a walk tonight. I'll work on training tomorrow. Where if you have that set schedule, you're going to agility class every Tuesday night at 7 or something, you know, you typically will go and progress through the series. Where if I had to book, you know, a set of 6 different private lessons, the chances of me remembering to do that 6 weeks in a row is probably pretty low. So maybe you're a better organizer than I am, but I find just having that structure helps. So for that reason, I generally would recommend a group class. Sort of some other things to consider is how many dogs do you have and kind of why you're going. So like I said, for a puppy class, if you're just taking one dog, you've got one puppy, that can be beneficial. But I'm going to talk about, I'll use 2 examples because that's the best way I can run through them. So for agility, if I was to go to a private 1-hour private session with one agility dog, my dog could not work for an hour straight doing agility without a break. So I'm not going to get the most value out of that 1-hour session with one dog. So in that case, I would probably, in general, prefer to go to a class because my dog is going to get a break while the other students are going. It's just too long of a period for my dog to focus and work hard. They're just going to either lose interest and get demotivated because we're working them too hard, or they're just going to start to get injured and have kind of clumsy accidents. So with one dog, I wouldn't do like an hour-long private agility class unless, you know, there might be some weird exception if you're prepping for a trial or something like that, or you know you're going to give your dog those breaks that they need. Maybe work on your handling in between or something like that, but I know with my own dogs, I couldn't push them through a 1-hour session just by themselves. So for something like agility, again, where you would benefit from giving your dog those breaks, and I think something like nose work would kind of be the same. If you were to do an hour straight of nose work with one dog, you know, typically they're only in a class environment, they would only work maybe 5 minutes at a time, and then they'd get a break, and then they'd work 5 minutes again. So you might get, say, 20 minutes of practice over the hour, but you know, they're going to have little breaks in between to kind of reset, re-energize, where if I push them for an hour straight, especially if they're just starting, that's going to be a lot for them and it's probably going to demotivate them. So where, again, if you have one dog, where would it be a benefit to do a group class? Definitely the agility and the nose work, like I said, because they'll get those breaks, so that can be helpful. But something like a rally class probably doesn't make a big difference either way. If I go to a class, first of all, the instructor has most of the students going all the time if you're just learning. Once you start doing some of the practice courses, that might be a little different where you're taking turns, but I don't find rally to be overly taxing in the way that nose work or agility would be. So you probably could do a private session with a single dog and work most of that hour just with your dog and get that one-on-one feedback. So that's probably not the end of the world. And same thing if you were working on a behavioral issue or reactivity, you know, that one-on-one instructor for instruction for an hour is going to be totally fine. You know, your instructor will probably help you take breaks to give your dog a break still, but you can still kind of work and learn throughout that whole process. You're not going to need that timed break in between to give your dog a rest. But if you have multiple dogs, you probably do get more bang for your buck out of a private session. Sometimes it's still a little hard to kind of pony up the money, but say $100 a week for a private session, even if you have multiple dogs, versus $200 for a 6-week course. But I think I'll show you a little formula here in a minute, but I think that's just a bit of a mind game. So if you do have multiple dogs you want to take and teach in a sport, again, we'll just use the agility example. So I've done that, it's been a while, but I've done that with my own guys, take both of them up at the same time. So we'd work one dog for 5 to 10 minutes, switch dogs, work for another 10 minutes, switch dogs again. So then the dogs are getting that break in between. And the benefit to me is the handler. You know, certainly I can make the appointment whenever is convenient for both myself and the trainer, but we can also just focus on whatever issues I'm having. So I think when I did this last, I was working on some weave pole issues, and Riggs was being kind of clumsy on the dog walk. So I was able to work on the weaves with Tess a little bit more and the dog walk a little bit more with Riggs, where with a class situation, we might only do weaves every other week, probably at most, in a beginner type agility class. So, you know, if I was to take a weave specific class, of course, we would do it every week, but just depends how many dogs you have. So if you have multiple dogs you can rotate through, or a friend that you can do a private session with, you might get a lot of benefit from that. So so that's what I would recommend with that. And I'm gonna see if I can show you my little formula here. It's not very fancy. If we have, so I said earlier, it's $100 an hour for a private lesson, and that's for 60 minutes in my area. Okay, and then it was $200, I'll say, for a 6-week class. And that was with, I think I did 5 dogs. So when I did that math out, that was 72 minutes per dog per course. So over the course of kind of the 6-week, or for the 6-week course, with 5 dogs in that class, each dog is getting 72 minutes of training. So you can see you're paying almost $100 more for $12 more of training. So if you are in a sport where you can take advantage of a private lesson, help if I can spell lesson, you are going to get more bang for your buck actually out of the private lesson than you are out of a group class. So I know that kind of surprised me when I ran through the numbers, but often that is the case. Again, it kind of depends on your how many dogs you have and what particular issue you're dealing with. There might be other reasons to do a class, but kind of bang for buck, you actually are probably going to get more out of your private lesson than you are out of your 6-week training class. So just something I kind of wanted to show you math-wise that you can run through for your own class. If you want to play with those numbers, you can go ahead and do that for sure. So that was kind of what I wanted to talk about there. Sorry, just looking at my notes here. So then the next consideration is, what does your schedule allow? So like I said, I kind of like the structure of the 6-week class because it kind of forces me to go a specific day. It doesn't require a lot of thinking on my part. After I pay for the course, I just book it in my calendar every Tuesday for 6 weeks. So I just show up and that's that. But if you have, you know, family obligations and things kind of flip around quite often, if your schedule is a little bit more unpredictable, maybe you work shift work, something like that, where you don't always know I'm going to have that specific day and time available. Again, private lessons might be a great benefit to you. You can, you know, privately arrange with the instructor what time works for them and you, and get together however often works with both of your schedules. So I think more and more that's everybody's complaint these days, though, I just don't have enough time, it's hard to fit everything in. So if you're finding you're in that umbrella, I'll say, you know, private lessons might be the way to go to get started. So if that allows you to kind of pick up the skills you need and get the training in and get started, private lessons can be a great way to fit that in your schedule. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is sort of as a consideration is there something specific you want to work on? So I kind of mentioned in the agility, my last private agility class I did, or private instruction I did, I had both of my dogs and I was working with weaves with Tess and then some sort of balance work with Riggs on the dog walk. So if I was in, it worked out well for me, I had dogs I could trade off, and then we had specific skills I wanted to work on. So like I mentioned, in even kind of a level 3, level 4 agility class, as you're just getting ready to compete, you're still not doing a ton of weaves per class. At most it might take up, even if you were to run it every class, it might be 15 minutes of that class between all of the dogs, right? So you might only get 3 to 5 minutes to practice running through the weaves. So it's not giving you a lot of practice to do that particular skill. And it's something a lot of dogs struggle with if you're not practicing outside of class, and I don't have weaves at home, so I did not practice outside of class unless I went and rented a training hall or did a private lesson outside of the class. So if there's something specific like that you want to work on, definitely private lessons are the way to go. Often if you tell your group instructor there's something you want to work on more, they're usually pretty happy to work that into the schedule as well. But if everybody kind of wants to work on that and emphasize that little skill, but really that's where the private lessons shine. You can really go, okay, we're doing all right on the jumps. I want to work a little bit on my footwork, or I want to work on keeping them out of a tunnel and not being a tunnel suck. So we want to send them away from a tunnel to another object. You can really work on that and work on whatever issues you're having trouble with. Where in a group class, we kind of working to the average dog and handler. So that's where I think those private sessions really shine. The other place I've done it and would suggest it, there's again pluses and minuses to both, but was when I was working on with tests through some reactivity issues. So you can do some really great work in kind of a fearful dog class or a reactive dog class. There's definitely benefits to going there. All the people are going through the same issues. If dogs are working one at a time, or if you're able to use each other, a safe distance apart, to work on kind of working around other dogs with those issues, or just passing other dogs, again, at a safe distance, those reactive dog classes, you've got kind of ready-made practice partners, and they're listening to what the instructor says. So there's definitely benefits to being in a class environment for that. Wittes kind of went the private route. One thing, I was kind of panicked about it. We'd had an incident, I think I talked about this in sort of my initial podcast episode, but she tried to bite a neighbor's child who was out playing on her front lawn. And so of course I was just in total distress and panicked about it, and thinking I had to put her down, and if I couldn't get this handled. So I really wanted to just get on it right away. So I called Jade up, I think probably that day. It was like, can you help me? And so we set up a session, and she did. But so if it's something like that you really want to get a handle on right away, or again, a particular skill you want to work on, sometimes those private lessons can really help. So again, with Tess, it was like skateboards were an issue, children were an issue, and to do a group class, I think I probably could have gotten a lot out of it, and I would say Jade probably tried to push me that way as well, again, for very good reasons, but to be able to go outside in that natural kind of environment where we're going to run into kids on bikes and skateboards and all that sort of thing, and even if we'd practiced in the training hall, the skateboards don't make the same noise on kind of that rubber flooring. We needed to simulate sort of that real world environment, and we were able to do that better in my circumstance using a private session. So sometimes it really just depends what you want to work on. If you're just kind of generally starting a new sport, I don't know if I would say it's necessary. Again, unless, there's scheduling issues or something else that you're dealing with. But if I was just starting agility, I probably would just jump into a level one agility class. And that's what I did with Riggs. We took up puppy agility and then level one, level two. But again, once I had a specific issue or skill I wanted to work on, it was just easier to book a private lesson. And then when I wanted to work with both of them, it just, again, kind of financially showing you that little formula, it made sense to do the private lesson. But, I don't know that I could do a private lesson at $100 every week for 6 weeks. That'd be $600, right? So even though it makes more sense from a kind of formulaic perspective, yes, I'm getting more value for my money. It's also just a larger outlay than, if I just take a 6 week course with both dogs, it'd be $400 versus $600 to do, the 6 weeks if I was to do it every week for with a private session. So that's not to say I'd have to do it every week for a private session, but if I was to do it that way, again, I get more value for my money, but also a larger outlay. So kind of depends what you're working on. Like I said, general obedience or rally, I don't think it makes a big difference either way. Your dog can probably do most of that on a kind of an ongoing basis, they're not going to need the breaks. Where something like nose work, agility, barn hunt, they probably are going to need little breaks in between. So if you don't have a friend that can go participate in a private class with you, or multiple dogs you can flip through, you might do better in a group setting. But that being said, you know, bang for your buck money wise, you do get more out of the private session. So just a couple things to consider. I know it seems pretty simple, but sometimes there's a little bit of confusion over what's best. And, you know, I think people get kind of sticker shock from that private session. And that's why I wanted to show you kind of time for money, what you're actually getting. So that's a big difference, really. Private sessions, you're going to work by yourself. You're going to be able to schedule it when it's convenient for you. And you're going to get a little bit more bang for buck and work on exactly what skill or issue you're having trouble with. So that's definitely the benefit of a private session, where with the group classes, the schedule is already set. So you just know, okay, I have to be here this day every week. So that can be helpful if you benefit from a little bit more structure like that. If you only have one dog, it can be a really great way to do it, especially if it's a sport where you need those breaks in between your runs. I also really like it if you're, I'll say, a total newbie, and will really benefit from seeing other people go through those same issues that you're having. They can bring up questions that you've maybe forgotten to ask, or issues that maybe haven't happened to you yet, but you might experience a week or two. Maybe they're a week or two ahead of you with their puppy or something like that. So they're starting to see issues that haven't cropped up at home yet. So if they ask the question, you will be more prepared for it, you know, 2 weeks later when it happens to your puppy. But so I really like it for sort of puppy class, obedience type classes. I find that's really helpful. And then again, something like rally doesn't really matter a whole lot either way. Your dog can kind of rally obedience, your dog can kind of work through it, where, you know, some of the sports, fly ball, disc, agility, as you get more advanced, your dogs are going to be working one at a time. So you're not going to be getting the same amount of instruction, one-on-one instruction time, because each dog is only working one at a time, but you're going to get those breaks that they need. So it's kind of a playoff depending on the sport you're in. So I hope that helps you determine which course of action might be right for you and your dog. And just go ahead, sign up for something. If you're not sure, sign up for one or the other. I don't think you can really go wrong either way. Just get out there and start training your dog. And I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for tuning in.